Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Radio for Catholic and other Christians. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
So good, so kind, so merciful, so just.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I suppose this weekend is very hectic for you. But I do ask you, please stop. Just stop for a few moments. Pray the O Antiphons. Pray them many times a day. I'm going to give you three today, right at the beginning of this program, for Friday, for Saturday, and for Sunday. The O Antiphon for today. And jot it down. I mean, jot down the title that is given to the Lord and cry out to Him, Come, Lord Jesus. In this case, O Key of David, Scepter of the House of Israel, Key of David, the one who could unlock what no one could unlock. O Key of David and Scepter of the House of Israel, who open and none can shut, who shut and none can open, come and lead to freedom the prisoner who sits in darkness and the shadow of death. Wherever you are in darkness, and all of us are in some facet of our lives, wherever you are in darkness, pray, O Key of David and Scepter of the House of Israel, open my heart to the light of your truth. Open my heart. And the O Antiphon for tomorrow, Saturday, O Rising Dawn, Splendor of Eternal Light, Son of Justice, come and illumine those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, the death of sin, the darkness of despair. Whoever sits in darkness, O Rising Dawn, Splendor of Eternal Light, and Son of Justice, come and illumine those who sit in darkness. Pray that for those you love. Pray that for those you know who are in darkness of one kind or another. Pray for it. Pray for it all day Saturday. Ask God. And then on Sunday, the readings that we're going to look at now, the O Antiphon for Sunday, is one that we really want to pay close attention to. O King of the nations and their desire, the cornerstone who binds two into one, come and save mankind whom you fashioned from clay. O King of the nations and their desire, the cornerstone who binds two into one, come and save mankind whom you fashioned from clay. That's today's antiphon. That's the one that's important, the O antiphons. Pray for it. Key of David, turn the key of my life, unlock me, get me out of this prison, bring me from darkness into light, and do the same for all those I love. Let that be your prayer. O King of the nations and their desire, the cornerstone who binds two into one, come and save mankind whom you fashioned from clay. Let the O Antiphons shape you over these next few days. O Root of Jesse, O Adonai and Leader of the House of Israel, and for this Sunday, O Key of David and Scepter of the House of Israel, come and save us. In the readings for this Sunday, we look first of all to the prophet Isaiah, chapter 7, verses 10 to 14. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld or high as the sky. But Ahaz answered, I will not ask, I will not tempt the Lord. You know, there are times when God asks us to pray for something, when God asks us to ask for something. We say, oh, no, I'm not going to ask. Don't do that. If you are in need, the first place you ought to go to is God. You should never be afraid to come to God. You should know that that's where the greatest answers are and the greatest help and the greatest security. When we listen, when we really listen to the Lord and do what He asks us to do, you're going to know blessing. You're going to know abundant blessing. Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld or high as the sky. But Ahaz answered, I will not ask. Now, notice the Lord is telling them to ask for a sign. Sometimes we can decide we're going to ask for a sign. That's not necessarily the Lord. We have to be careful of that. But in this case, it was clear the Lord told him to ask. Oh, no, I'm not going to ask. And Isaiah, the prophet, said, listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary people? Must you also weary God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. God is giving you a sign. The Old Testament prophets who did not live to see its fulfillment, but they prophesied it. We read it all through Scripture in one form or another. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. Believe, brothers and sisters, believe. This is miraculous. God coming in the flesh to save us. God loving you so much that he comes himself to save you. Don't reject, don't ignore, don't take for granted, don't commercialize it, don't reduce it to a holiday. This is the day of your salvation. And God came in the flesh to walk among you, to live with you, to minister to you, to point the way, to show you. Your ancestors saw him face to face in the flesh. Would have been very hard for them to believe. They saw what looked like a human being like any of the rest of them, but he was divine. You have the blessing of thousands of years of the prophetic word and of the actual incarnation and the life of Jesus. You have all that. If your faith is so weak, please start reading the scriptures again. Ask God to open your heart, to give you faith, to increase it. Because as I've been saying all week, don't commemorate a past event. This is a present reality. Your God comes. He is present to the past, the present, and the future. It is all one to him. He is here, and he wants to save you. Reach out to him this Christmas and ask him to save you. Pray the O Antiphons over and over again. Psalm 24, let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. May he enter our hearts and our lives and our families and our workplace and our parish, our other places of business. Come, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Come into my thoughts, my words, my actions. Come into my decisions. Come into the lives of my family and friends. Come, Lord Jesus, come. That should be our prayer. That should be a drumbeat, so to speak, in our lives in these days that are so close to Christmas. Come, Lord Jesus, come. From Romans chapter 1, verses 1 to 7, Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised previously through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. The gospel about the Son descended from David according to the flesh, but established as Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness through resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him we have received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the Gentiles, among whom are you also who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all the beloved of God in Rome, called to be holy. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul is saying over and over again, God has come to save us. We walk in his presence. We live according to his promises. He is our Lord. He has given me the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith. And we, brothers and sisters, are the inheritors of that teaching. May we fulfill what Paul was called to be. May we too not only embrace the gospel, but become messengers of the gospel to others. Come, Lord Jesus, come into our hearts and our lives. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 24, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. He was a good man. This was the only thing he knew to do that would fulfill the law on one level, but clearly not harm her. He loved her. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. Don't be afraid, Joseph. Fear was ruling him, understandably. Fear of God, but also fear of hurting Mary. He loved her. He didn't want to hurt her. Yet the law required that if she was pregnant and not by him, he could have her stoned to death. He had to expose her to the law, and he did not want to do it. He was terrified. And what's the angel say to him right away? Don't be afraid. Take Mary into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And brothers and sisters, God is with us right now. Open your heart to receive him. Give him to others this Christmas, not only this Christmas, but for the next 365 days. Give him to others. Let him rule and reign in you. Let him banish the darkness from your heart so that you can give him in turn to others. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He took his wife into his home. What an awesome time that must have been, knowing that they were in the hands of God so directly, that they had both been so touched by God. The humility, some of the confusion, the kind of quiet joy that God would take flesh in Mary. And Joseph was there to protect and to shepherd and care for that life. And they went through awfully hard things. Exile. All kinds of difficulties. But he loved her. And he was faithful to her. Brothers and sisters, I want to urge you, become more and more familiar with God's word. Learn to read the prophecies. Learn to see what God prepared for thousands of years ahead of his coming. And once God fulfills it, once he comes in the flesh, how much he desires to dwell with us. We who have the advantage of knowing that Jesus Christ was made flesh and dwelt among us and lived among us and gave us the teaching that would lead us safely into union with him. What a responsibility then is ours as Christians, as Catholics, to receive the truth of God into our hearts, to receive his presence in our lives, and to manifest that presence by what we think and say and do. Brothers and sisters, cry out, Come, Lord Jesus. Let that be your prayer in these days leading up to Christmas. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I've written a new booklet entitled Faith More Precious Than Gold for this year of faith that Pope Benedict has called us a year to grow in our faith. For